60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, and I barely made it in here.
Okay. Yeah, you did.
I get here later and later every day.
It was smooth, though. You walked in, put in your headphones.
You know, I have been petitioning for people to start going to work at like 10 a.m. so we could start the show at maybe like 8:30.
Yeah.
What I think should happen.
For years, and no one listens to me.
I'm all about it.
Yeah, I think so, too. Eventually, we're going to have to start the show at 10 because I'm not going to be able to wake up in time to get here. So.
God, I am fine with that. I am so tired today.
Me, too. Yeah.
Another time slot.
Today I was late because I was trying the new challenge out there for teens. Have you seen it?
There's new ones all the time.
There's a new one going viral right now. It's balance an object out your car window challenge.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God, how?
Yeah, that sounds dangerous.
Well, teens are now opening up their car windows while they speed down the road. And attempting to balance objects against the wind. On just one finger without letting it fall.
Wow.
That's why I was late today. That's what I was doing.
Oh, you were doing that?
Yeah. What was your object?
I just hope it wasn't your dog or something.
Yeah. Got to get a new one.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
The low-risk videos show teens balancing coins or ketchup packets on their finger.
Oh, okay.
Medium-risk videos, they'll use like flip-flops or a notebook.
Okay,
and high-risk videos, yeah, balancing cell phones, watches, and iPads.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
You can also call it the litter out your car window challenge.
Really?
And let's be honest, it's not that high risk when your parents are paying for everything.
That is crazy.
Right? There's actually no risk to you at all if you are the one that isn't purchasing your cell phone.
So they put it, like, against the tip of their finger and hold out and see if they can hold it on their finger and the wind will, like, pin it to their finger.
That like looks cool.
They look like magicians. Except they only show the videos where they're successful.
You don't see all
of the videos where just stuff is falling out the window.
Broken cell phones and then getting a ticket for throwing something out of your car window.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, yeah, try it on your way to work today. Should be fun.
No, don't try it.
All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names to draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I'm drawing a name out of the hat because I had the shock caller last. And should we do this outside and you guys can hold me outside the car window? I got Brooke today.
Oh,
so
lovely.
Brooke gets the shock caller while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock caller question of the day.
Recently, a survey asked over 5,000 American adults to reveal their personal favorite color clothes that they like to wear. Tell me the top three answers in no particular order, and I'll give you a lifeline. You can ask me any one color. I'll let you know if it's in the top three.
Okay, number one, I'm going to go black. People love wearing black. It makes you feel thin. Mm-hmm. It goes with everything.
Is it seasonal, though?
No.
Is it only
not
black,
really.
Black is classic.
Okay.
You can do black anytime.
That's true.
I mean, if you think of a black maxi dress, you think of a black... black is great.
Even
little black
suit,
dress.
Mm-hmm. That
all
makes
of it.
Sense. Okay.
I'm not going to go yellow. I can tell you that. I had just even mentioned getting yellow bridesmaids dresses when I got married, and I... about got strung up.
That's true. I wore a yellow hat the other day, and everybody I walked by was like, nice yellow hat.
Yeah, I was like, what's up, Curious George?
Yeah, I was like, jeez.
I think the most obvious one next to black would be blue because of, like, blue denim jeans and just it's such a neutral color. And I
is there any... I can only ask you one question?
You can ask me one color if it's in the top three.
Oh.
Okay, can I ask you red?
Red is not in the top three.
Oh, really? I was going to suggest that as one of my
thoughts. But that's popular, but it's too bold, just like your yellow strategy.
And it's not in right now.
See?
Can I ask you another one?
Nope.
Oh, that was it?
That's what I mean when I say you can ask me one color. It means one.
Huh.
Interesting.
But technically, white and black are shades and tones, not colors.
Come on, no.
I mean,
read the question one more time.
White could be an answer, though.
Recently, a survey asked over 5,000 American adults to reveal their personal favorite color clothes they like to wear. Tell me the top three answers in no particular order.
Look what we're wearing right now. Well, I guess black would be the
best. So I think black and blue. Now, here's my next question. Do you think that it will be like gray? Or do you think we actually have some color in our life and we'd pick like maybe I wouldn't say green. There's not much green. But then I was thinking like pink, because millennial pink is like huge right
now. Too bold. I think you got to stick with black, white, and blue.
Black, white, and blue?
Got to be simple and plain.
Oh, fine. Not brown? Nobody likes brown. Black, white, and blue.
Recently, a nationwide survey asked over 5,000 adults to reveal their favorite color that they like to wear on their clothes. When the results were tallied, number one was blue.
Hey.
Number two was black.
Hey.
And the third most popular color that people like to wear on their clothes, white, is number five.
Damn it, Jeffrey! Why do you do that? God, I hate it!
Gray is number three.
All right.
Look at, we're so boring. Let's get some color up in here, you guys. Jeez Louise.
Got it wrong. And print out the lyrics to True Colors by Cyndi Lauper so you can sing that.
Oh.
I have a feeling Jeff did that to coincide with this question. Nice work, Jeff.
No, that was just a coincidence.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors.
Alexa, open Move at 92.5. Okay, now playing Seattle's number one hit music station.